Thank you, Gracie. Absolutely. You see, we've been studying the book of Revelation, and we've looked at those three churches there tonight, and we'll be continuing on next Friday night and next Saturday night. We'll be looking at all the other churches and all those other things in the book of Revelation. And we saw clearly that those people in those seven churches in the book of Revelation, they have a standing in works, not in grace. Even the Gentiles. You see, there are both Jews and Gentiles involved in that. But all of them have a standing in works. They don't have a standing in grace. We live today in the greatest opportunity that I could even imagine, that I could think of. We live in the dispensation of the grace of God. Titus 2:11 tells us that the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. And that's all men without distinction, and that's all men without exception. It doesn't matter who you are, or where you are, or where you've been, or even what you were doing while you were there. God has fixed it. He can save anybody. He can save anybody. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing the trespasses unto them. So, you see, if you go to hell, you're going to go to hell with all your sins forgiven. But you're going to go to hell because you rejected the only means of salvation that you possibly could have had. And that would be trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Believing on Him, putting your faith in Him, and trusting Him and Him alone to be your Savior, to have saved you. God is not charging anybody with their sin today, because your sin was imputed, there in the verse, it was imputed to Jesus Christ. The Bible says in verse 21 that God made Him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Salvation is a gift today. You don't work to get it, and you don't do anything to maintain it. Amen. Yeah, somebody came in a while ago and said God is mad at some people that they just don't know. They don't understand the rightly divided word of truth, do they? December Saint, what of the cross then? Now, what are you talking about, the cross of Christ? Well, the doctrine pertaining to the cross of Christ will be exactly the same doctrine as we've studied in Peter preached in the book of Acts, and what James, Peter, and John wrote in their epistles. It's a message of he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. See what I'm saying, Linda? In other words, everybody who's ever going to be saved has redemption through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Remember, redemption and atonement is two different things. The atonement of Israel is at the second coming of Jesus Christ. And that's what Peter preached in the book of Acts. That's what Peter wrote in 1st and 2nd Peter. That's what Peter, James, and John wrote in all their doctrine. It's the future day. It's the day when all Israel shall be saved. Well, it is grace. It is grace. But when will the grace be given to Israel? Look at Peter's doctrine, Linda. Look at 1 Peter with me. Come to 1 Peter chapter 1. Just read the verse. Let the truth of it sink in here. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Now notice what Peter says. He says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that's to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Grace comes to Israel when Christ comes. That's their atonement. Israel, as a nation, is not saved yet. There was a little flock of water-baptized Pentecostal Jews in the book of Acts who believed Peter's message. They were baptized for the remission of sin, and here they are all out there enduring unto the end to be saved at the end. Well, what would the end be for them? In their case, the end was the end of their life. Be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life. See? They had to be faithful unto death. They had to endure unto the end. Now, all of that, every bit of that is in one accord with the teaching of Jesus Christ. Matthew 24, verse 13, look at it. Matthew 24, verse 13. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That's exactly what Peter wrote there in 1 Peter 1:13. Hope to the end for the grace. They will receive grace at the end. But now in relation to that unction, you're absolutely right. They were given power, weren't they? They were given the power to keep the commandments and endure unto the end. So, you see, all salvation is in Jesus Christ. But the salvation of those people comes about in a different manner than our salvation came about. All of the doctrine pertaining to the church, the body of Christ, looks back to the cross, and all of the doctrine pertaining to Israel looks forward to the second coming of Christ. Does that make sense, Linda? Do you see the difference there? Israel is not saved yet. As a matter of fact, God's not dealing with Israel today. People are trying their best to get Israel into the mix, and it's just not so. Israel is not in the mix. God would have all men, don't make any difference who he is, Jew, non-Jew, whatever, you know. The grace of God has appeared to all men. Henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we've known Christ after the flesh, henceforth know we him no more. See? So where people get confused to try to get national Israel into the picture. They're not in the picture. God's not dealing with Israel today. See? God's dealing with individuals today. And that's the difference. When the church, the body of Christ, is completed, filled up, and caught up out of this world, then once again God will deal with that gospel of the kingdom message that was preached back there. He will deal with that same message again in the future. And that's just how simple it is. It's the rightly divided word of truth. Go ahead, John.
I just coming to let y'all know that Brother Moore just went on to glory within the last hour.
Well, praise the Lord. I tell you what, Brother Moore has been a great influence to a great number of people. And I thank the Lord for his ministry, and I know a lot of other people do too. Thank you for that, John. Thank you for the information. I'm sure you don't have any other information at the present time, but thanks for sharing that with us. Praise the Lord. Knowing where Brother Moore is, thank the Lord. And thank the Lord for his ministry. Amen. Good post. He did that, Gracie. He fought a good fight, and he kept the faith, didn't he? Oh. We'll never know how many people his ministry affected and influenced, and how many people were saved, and how many people were established in their faith by his preaching and teaching. And that's going to turn out to be, oh man, it's going to be turn out to be a great reward for him at the judgment seat. Gary, go ahead.
Okay, I'm back. I said the messenger may be gone, but the message is just as strong as ever. Anytime any of us play his studies, it's the message is more important. The messenger was just here to give it. All we need to do is carry on and pass on that same fire, that same enthusiasm. I've learned a lot from E.C. Moore ever since 89 when I first started getting cassettes. And I'll tell you, I wish I had him sooner. But, hey, I was glad to have him from that point on. He's so simple and basic, and yet full of meaty pieces to chew on. There's a lot of other teachers we still have and that we did have that have passed on that are just as edifying. We have been fortunate to have run across any of them, whether they're in our neighborhood. We've caught somebody passed a tape to us or a book or something, and or we've got here on Pal Talk. Anybody that walks away from listening, say, a week's worth of E.C. Moore and says, nope, that guy don't have it, is a slightly one or two cards short of a deck, because there isn't anything they can refute that he doesn't have as far as sound doctrine. He is and will still live in our hearts. His example alone should be enough for us to keep on pressing on.
Amen. Thank you for that, Gary. Go ahead, Mike.
Summer sun beats on the ground, on cotton fields for miles around. July 1955, a sinner gains eternal life. Jesus calls that broken man chosen vessel for his plan. Now with his Savior by his side, he tells the world why Jesus died. Just a man from Coffee County with a Bible in his hand shows how rightly to divide. On God's word he takes a stand. Sinners hear him preach the truth and glory in the cross of Calvary. How many saints will sing God's praises thanks to the man from Coffee County. A rescue mission way downtown. Bible classes all around. Snowball Derby's opening prayer. He spreads the gospel everywhere. The devil hinders all he can. Pain and heartaches plague the man. But by faith he presses on for the sake of God's dear Son. Just a man from Coffee County with a Bible in his hand. He shows how rightly to divide. God's word, he takes a stand. Sinners hear him preach the truth and glory in the cross of Calvary. How many saints will sing God's praises? Thanks to the man from Coffee County. He imparts the truth to faithful men so they can tell others of God's grace. Don't look to me, just preach the cross, he says. I'm not the one you'll have to face. Just a man from Coffee County with a Bible in his hand. Shows how rightly to divide. On God's word he takes a stand. Sinners hear him preach the truth and glory in the cross of Calvary. How many saints will sing God's praises? Thanks to the man from Coffee County. How many saints will sing God's praises? Thanks to the man from Coffee County.
Amen, Mike. Well, I just can't pass up the opportunity, guys.
Someday soon, my Savior will call out my name. Someday soon, I'll meet him. I'll shed this corruption and shame. A sweet resurrection of glory when I'm born again. Someday soon, my Savior and Lord will appear. Someday soon, as days pass, the hour draws near. Someday soon, this body of sin will be changed.
Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross, I've made my final stand. Crucified, buried, and risen with Christ, by faith I'm justified. Now I'm on my way to that eternal strand, way up on the other side. My feet are tired and my flesh is weak, don't want to walk no more. I just want to hear my Savior shout. Calling from heaven's door, sit at the Father's right hand. Now soon he'll call me to be with him, along with his crucified band. The question here is, how about you? If you don't know, now's the time to make the decision. That is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and God raised him from the dead. If you trust in Christ as your Savior and Lord, I'll be looking to see you too.
Someday soon we'll be in heaven.
That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh.
see the Lord. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. How can you go on? How can you keep going rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you refuse it now? How can you refuse it now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? There's a story that has often been told. How Savior died. As they nailed his hands, he cried, they don't understand. As the blood flowed from his side. How can you refuse it now? How can you refuse it now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross, as he died, how can you refuse Jesus now? How can you refuse Jesus again and again? There is nobody that's going to come, and no one else that's ever been that would do for you what Jesus Christ did for you. And I'm talking to somebody right now that you have refused him. How can you refuse the one that went to Calvary and took your sins? The one that went to Calvary and paid the debt so that you would fall off into hell and burn eternally in the lake of fire. There isn't anybody else out there that's going to do this. How can you refuse him? Do you have an answer? What would you answer to Almighty God? What would you answer to the Lord when you look him in the eye someday and you stand there in front of him at a judgment and look right at him and confess to him? Whatever that cause was that you used for not receiving him today, will you receive him? Will you claim him? Will you trust him? What else do I have to say? How many different ways do you have to put it? Receive, claim, trust, call upon. Will you be saved right now?
Okay. Sorry, I had my mic turned down. Gary's going to open his room. Life in Christ is Everlasting is the name of the room. Appreciate everybody being here. And like I said, the Lord willing, we'll plan to be back next Friday and next Saturday, same time, and we'll continue in our study in the book of Revelation. Grace and peace, everybody. Thanks for being here. Good night.